You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Clement Maniatella.
On 702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Lochani, Dumelang, Molweni, Dimacheroni. What am I forgetting? Huyamore, bonjour. It's a Friday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Fridays are always good, right? Sending you some light, some hugs, some good vibes today. And thanks for being with us here on 702. Have you already started dialing 011? Well, you should, because the open line is officially open. The number is 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. If you prefer to send an SMS, you can send on 31702. You can contact us with whatever you want us to discuss this morning. It's your hour.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Mac, you're calling from Jabulani. Good morning.
Hey, hello, Clement.
Hey, Tara.
Ah, yeah, Clement, we've got problems here, man. Got these illegal connections, man. You know, the hostels here. You know, man, it's so dilapidated, man.
Is it only at the hostels, man?
Illegal connection. You know, water, they just leave taps running. You know, and it's illegal. People are just living younger than 35 years old. But they're waiting for government to give them the title deed. That's why they put this informal settlements all over, man. You know, it's rounded by it. They're living.
Oh, Mac has just, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Mac. Did he call us or we called him? Because maybe he ran out of airtime. I don't know. Yeah, but that line just got cut. But Mac is talking about illegal connection. If you get time, please go watch. There's a story that Cut Blanche did. Masake Kana went to Durban and did a story on Cut Blanche. It was this past weekend about illegal connections, right? And she was basically, they caught these people who were trying to connect electricity illegally. It was a whole, really shocking. I mean, we know these things happen, but it was just shocking. Go check it out. I think Cut Blanche episodes are often uploaded on their YouTube channel. So the episodes should be there. And it was just shocking of how people are doing it and how much they charge. And also the risks associated with that, right? So, yeah, I've got you. I've got you there. I get what you're talking about. Timothy in Highlands North, good morning.
Earlier on in Mongani show, a gentleman phoned in and said that he'd heard that Cyril Ramaphosa area didn't get load shed. Now, the other day, through our ward councillor, we actually got a schedule from the city of Johannesburg that showed all the different blocks and which ones were scheduled for load shedding at different times. And they're blocks 1 to 15. But the only two blocks that had no listing at ever were block 7 and block 11. And I just wondered if out which areas these were in to see who's actually got the privilege of not having to have load shed.
I've got a friend who lives in the area around Cyril Ramaphosa's house, Timothy. I mean, he's at Hyde Park. And he says, in fact, he always boasts and says, we never get load shed. And I don't know how true that is. If someone knows.
At least we have information. They'll say block 7 and block 11 were not listed on the schedule from the city council, which is an issue for me. Do you mind if I just raise one other quick issue around about this tavern in
okay,
East
quickly.
London.
Yeah, quickly, Timothy.
Okay, very quickly. The guy came on the other day from the liquor board and made an excuse that he actually couldn't. With 17 people, he couldn't manage to check on 7,000 taverns. But the reality is that's just a nonsense excuse, because if you take 17 people and they work very conservatively 200 days in a year, if they just service two taverns, they could service the whole 7,000 people, which means that somewhere along the line, someone's actually not even working.
Yeah. Yeah, they just need to do it, Timothy. That's just an excuse. Thank you for calling, Timothy. Timothy's first point was about certain areas that are not scheduled for load shedding. Can we get a hold of Sikonati just to ask, even if it's on WhatsApp, like, do they, areas where people like the president lives, like, do they load shed those areas? So if a president lives in Block 7, like, do they exclude that area from being load shed because the president lives there? Or are all of us subjected to load shedding? As I said, I have a friend who lives in the area where the president lives, and he always boasts and says, right now we never get load shedding. So if anybody knows as well, maybe you are the president's neighbor. Imagine being at a dinner or, yeah, the president is my neighbor. If you live in that area, please let us know. Are you excluded? My understanding was that's not the case. Huh? Are you excluded? That block, wherever the president stays, or any other significant South African, are you in that block and you guys never really get load shed? I'd like to know. We'll also, I've asked the producers to text Sikonati just to find out if that's what really happens. And yeah, and I'll let you know what Sikonati says. It's 17 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the Talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
Quick date. Yesterday we spoke about Nelson Piquet, who used a racist term to refer to Lewis Hamilton. And I said to you that Charles Leclerc has already responded. There are a number of players that have come out in support of Lewis. Lewis Hamilton himself responded. And the question I asked yesterday was, where is Max Verstappen? Because Nelson Piquet, right, his daughter is in a relationship with Max. And personally, I would like to hear Max address this issue as well. Like I said yesterday, when people can show you they're racist or homophobic or sexist in public, when the cameras are on, when the mics are on, I shudder to think what happens in their private spaces. And Max Verstappen has been posting pictures, even the girlfriend, where they're all having dinner. Huh? Him, the girlfriend, and the dad. This Nelson Piquet. What conversations are, when they talk about Lewis, like, what are they saying about him? When this man can say this so proudly in public, what are they saying in private? So the question I asked yesterday was, where is Max Verstappen? And he has spoken out now. You want to know what he said? This is what he said.
Discriminatory language, comments from Yuri Vips and from Nelson Piquet as well. Do you condemn that kind of behavior, not only in motorsport, but in wider life?
In general, I think all over the world, right? I mean, it's not only in Formula One. I think it's, yeah, not correct to use these words, but I think that already starts with education nowadays from a younger age, that at home, at schools, you know, you need to be taught these kind of things cannot be said or used in general. And that's what we're working on. And of course, F1 together also with Lewis, they are working on that for the future. And all the drivers are behind that. We are all supporting them.
Great stuff. Okay, have a good week.
My goodness, what a disappointing response. Huh? He refused to deal with the... In fact, even the way that this reporter asked the question is problematic to me. Because why are we talking in general terms? There's a specific issue here that needs to be addressed. Let me tell you, if my brother tomorrow is accused of being sexist or homophobic or racist, I am going to call him out, right? If I'm asked a question about it, I will respond and I will say what my position is. And even in our private space, I will call him out. And then I can talk broadly in general and say, also, let's stop this behavior, generally speaking. But the reporter is asking the question and says, okay, what do you think of this behavior, not only in motorsport, but in general? No, we're not talking in general. We're talking about Nelson Piquet. Let's focus on that. And then let's talk about, in general terms, how should we be behaving? So he missed an opportunity, I feel. He should have been specific because this involves someone in his family. Guys, when you call out someone, it doesn't mean you hate them.
If I call out my brother or my dad or my sister now for something wrong that they've done, it doesn't mean I hate them or that I'm not going to support them. No, I can call them out for being wrong and still go tomorrow, go with them to court because I'm supporting them as a family member because they are my loved one. But I'm very clear about what they have done. And I think Max missed an opportunity to be specific and address what PK said. Right? He should have called out this chap who used this racist language and then speak in general and not divert. Because you must be intentional and send a strong message. And I just thought he missed an opportunity completely. There are some reports that are saying, but I've not seen that interview yet. There are some reports that are saying he actually said PK is not a racist, blah, 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 which is also very problematic. Because as someone who is never at the receiving end of racism as we know it, you have no right to determine yourself as being non-racist. And you have no right to determine somebody else as non-racist because you don't know. You don't know how it feels to be at the receiving end of that kind of racism. So that is also problematic to me if he has really said that. I'm going to look out for that interview. What do you think of what Max said? Are you satisfied with his response? It's 22 minutes after 9. Yeah.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clemens Manyathela
on 702.
It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, so it looks like there are some areas that are not affected by load shedding. We talk on Twitter, says Clement. My colleague stays at orchards near the firms. She doesn't know load shedding too. Dr. Pablo on Twitter says, I know of places that are not scheduled for load shedding. That's parts of Pretoria West. Ah, come on, Dr. Pablo, that's too general. And then Lizeka, who is a political journalist with the Mail and Guardian, also tweeted me saying, we also heard that the president and his neighbors do not get load shed. The councillor in his ward said it was a security matter. And she's just tagged me on a Mail and Guardian article, which I've also retweeted if you want to look at. It's from last year, and the president was asked by journalists how his household deals with the Eskom electricity cut. And the president deflected to a generic answer saying, we manage and deal with power cuts in different types. But it turns out, well, according at least to this councillor, the president does not have power cuts in the Hyde Park home. The entire block of houses apparently is said to have never experienced power cuts. So if you live in the Hyde Park area around where the president lives, you are not really experiencing power cuts. Solly, you are in Hyde Park. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Solly.
Hey, Clement. Yeah, this is
Solina. Sure.
So I do look at Hyde Park, but regular around Hyde Park. So, and then reason why I call your friend or Abakrelo, Abana Lodge.
They never experienced it, yes.
Yes, but I think maybe because regular around next to, almost next to Ramaphosa. I didn't know, Aunam Taras, no longer from Useni, but the time your friend, there's no load shed. So even the Mugver Gelang, some houses are one of the generators, Kiki complex, about 10 houses come out.
Okay.
From that robot to Ramaphosa, Aunam Taras as we speak.
All right. Soli, thank you for calling. So Soli is basically saying he doesn't live in Hyde Park, but he works in the area around Hyde Park, and he says, in fact, I think as we speak now, they are load shed. And he says he knows where the president lives, and not far from that, that's where he works. And there's often power cuts. Do you live in that area? Please let us know. And if you are this councillor that is in the Hyde Park area where the president lives, please give us a call. This DA member is Martin Williams. That's Ramaphosa's Ward 90 councillor. So, Martin Williams, if you're listening, please give us a call and let us know. Does that area ever experience load shedding?
Hi, Clement. How are you? That's Edwin, yeah, from Pretoria. Yes, bro. People who live close to President House have confirmed that they are excluded from load shedding. I spoke to quite a few people, black and white. They have confirmed that. They said they have never experienced any power cuts unless there's a big thing that happens with a supply station or anything. Yes, they are not. Part of Hyde Park and part of Sandhurst, which is very close to President's house there, they've never actually experienced load shedding, they said. Quite a few people that I spoke to as an Uber driver. Thank you, sir.
Interesting. Thank you for your voice. Must be nice.
Hi, Clement. It's Mariki speaking. I also know of people that's living around in the Arcadia area around the embassies. They also don't get load shedding. A family member of mine is actually living there. So, yeah, we're not all shaved under the same comb, if you can say so.
Yeah, ne? Okay, some of the messages coming through. Larry in Harare, in Zimbabwe, says, Clement, PK issue is a disgrace when people use the excuse of dialogue and education as a solution to their racism. Then I totally agree. Oh, I totally agree there with Malema. Okay, I don't know what Malema says, but you're saying this is a disgrace. My thing is, let's just be specific. When we are dealing with an issue, we just need to be specific. Like an example that I've given. If even my favorite celebrity does something, the fact that I'm calling it out and I'm saying they were wrong to do it, I feel they were wrong to do it, doesn't mean I hate them or then that I'm stopping my friendship with them. That's not how it works. And for me, yeah, that says a lot about you. When someone has used such a derogatory term against your fellow teammate and you want to talk in general terms, you want to talk about how, generally speaking, we must deal with this issue and not use these words, and you're not addressing the main issue. That disappoints me. And maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you are satisfied with this response from Max Verstappen. Also, by the way, he was asked by a journalist. That's like Cyril Ramaphosa, when you, as members of the public, are calling on him to fire Zweli Mkhize because there's this overwhelming evidence that his comrades have benefited from digital vibes, and then the president doesn't do anything. And then Zweli Mkhize resigns. And then the president's allies want to take credit and say, yeah, you see, the president took action against Zweli Mkhize. No, it would have sent such a strong message if, as the president, you dismissed him and said, step aside while these investigations continue. Similarly here, it would have sent a very strong message had he sent out a statement. He waited to be asked the question. If the journalist didn't ask the question, what was going to happen? Right? And it's a British Grand Prix on Sunday. Hey, it's just after 9:30.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 7:02.
It's 25 minutes before 10 o'clock. Colin, you're calling from Hyde Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Colin, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Yes, I just want to comment about the load shedding at Cyril's area there in Craigwell there. Actually, I'm staying four blocks away from him. We have got load shedding at the moment. There is no power at all. Generators are running all around.
And you're staying four blocks and from the president, eh, Colin?
Yes, okay. I'm staying four blocks away from Cyril's house.
Shame. So all of us, all of you get affected, and you have to run your generators.
We get affected all the time when the electricity goes off. When it's in our area, then the power just cuts off. Then we are on the generators, and then some of us, they are on the solar, of which they have got power through solar and the generators. Yeah.
No, Colin, thank you so much for calling. Colin is calling from Hyde Park. Is the president's home regarded as a national key point? I don't know. I mean, he's citizen number one. So obviously security is paramount. But load shedding is load shedding, hey? Hey, but this is Animal Farm. I mean, there was a time when, remember, criticizing on this show Eskom for suspending load shedding so that, what was happening? Was there a parliamentary sitting or something? Or there was something, like, something was happening at the time. It was a political event of sorts. And I don't remember if it was a parliamentary sitting. They suspended load shedding so that, you know, the president can address, you know, parliament or whatever. But then, there was a time when grade 12s were writing their exams. Was load shedding suspended? No. At some point, it was such a struggle. And I'm like, but also, our priorities, grade 12s are writing their final exams. I mean, how is that not more important?
Hi, Clement. My name is Maldi Major. Yes, it's a fact. Some communities around Roslyn, there's a community there, Lopat Park, they don't get load shed. Roslyn, that's in Pretoria. And also the other side of Roslyn, the other side of the train rail, I think your Orchard Extension 29 something, they don't get load shed, obviously because of the firms that are around Roslyn, your BMW, your Nissan up there. They don't know what is load shedding, bruh. Thank you, man. Shop, shop.
That's interesting. Yeah, some people are saying areas around the union buildings as well, because, of course, a lot of diplomats live in that area. Areas around Acadia as well, because of the hospitals and all of that. Interesting. Your voice notes as well coming through on Max Verstappen.
Yo, Clem, what's up? Great show as always, brother. I don't know why we're surprised at that non-statement. I mean, Max is the same guy who, with Leclerc, would not take a knee when generally the sporting fraternity across the globe was speaking out for Black Lives Matter and against systematic racism, and Max refused to take a knee. So I'm not surprised that one papa in law possibly feels the same way and would make such statements in public. Chances are family dinners are one big festival of who we truly are.
Yeah, and that's why I said, if people are comfortable to say things like that in public, what's happening? Dinner tables. I wonder.
Hi, Clement. I know of friends in Sunnyside and Arcadia that have never experienced load shedding. They don't know what load shedding is. Boinkosi from Pretoria.
Clement, good morning. On the PK racism issue, I think you're a bit biased, because the fact that you support Hamilton and what happened to the championship last year, I mean, that's why you for me have got a pick on Verstappen. I mean, what about Vettel? There's 20 drivers on the grid. Only one, Charles Leclerc, has said something. I mean, why just picking Verstappen only, and when you've got, I mean, 20 drivers, including the reserves, there's probably 30 drivers. Why only him?
Well, not that it's only him, right? But it's him that I'm expecting to speak more than the other drivers, because he has a relationship with the man that has been accused. Well, not accused, but with the man that used this foul language. So I'm expecting him to speak more than anyone else. Charles Leclerc, sure, I'll look at Charles later. I'm expecting Max to speak because he has a personal relationship with this man. He sits in his house or at their home with his girlfriend, and they have dinners with this man. And I expect him to address it, because he has a personal relationship with him. So, and he has not done that. And him calling him out doesn't mean he hates him as a dad. I mean, that would be ridiculous even for this man. I don't know if, I mean, I know he's apologized for using that derogatory term against Lewis Hamilton. But do we even know if he genuinely feels that was wrong? And Max Verstappen can send a very strong message. And if we want to talk about just dealing with racism broadly, what we do matters. There was actually something that the... What did the UK do? Let me just quickly find it, because I tweeted it. I tweeted it not so long ago this morning. I saw it when I woke up. The British Racing Drivers Club, they announced yesterday that they suspended the honorary membership of Nelson Piquet. He's a 3-time world champion, and they've suspended his honorary membership, and the plan is to end it. Because he used that racially offensive language to refer to Lewis Hamilton. You see, they're being intentional. They are specific. They're not sending some lousy statement about how, generally speaking, racism has to be dealt with. And I tweeted and said, this is great. More action, please. But you're not getting it even from people like Max. Mpo, in Pretoria, good morning.
Hi, Clement. All I wanted to say about this Verstappen issue is that, you know, I've been following Formula One since Senna was racing, and I would also go around some of the tracks. But there are some tracks in Europe that the racism, even for you as a spectator, is so palpable that even Formula One itself misses the opportunity. And I think generally as a public, we really don't fully appreciate what Lewis as a driver goes through on a daily basis just to be amongst those people. And we shouldn't forget, I mean, some of Verstappen's fans, he also is afraid maybe to offend his fans. Because if you go around some of the tracks in Europe, his fans are also so racist. You can feel it, you can sense it, you can see it. And, I mean, if he has never spoken out about it to his own fans, I mean, what are we expecting now? But Formula One as a sport continuously actually misses to leverage on what Lewis has had to force the sport to really come to terms with.
And he's been on his own so far, Mpo, hey? Lewis, exactly. In dealing with these issues.
I mean, we absolutely don't fully appreciate what... You know, having to perform, having to on a daily basis be amongst people that you know do not respect you, do not appreciate what your struggles are. It's just we will all look back one day and really fully, maybe to some extent, appreciate what this one person has been able to really achieve against a sport that is being forced on a daily basis to confront where it comes from. I mean, Senna himself went through all these things because, you know, as a Brazilian, he was not looked at as being one of those.
One of them, yes. He should know even better. Mpo, a good point there. What's Formula One doing? And we're not talking just about releasing statements. I mean, look at even some of the rules that have been put in place. It's very difficult to look at them and think the target here is not Lewis Hamilton. And it reminds me of the conversation I had with Makai Andini. We had him on the Hanging Out feature on the show. And he was explaining to us how difficult it is and how difficult it's been for him to really be and feel like he belongs. And those are the kind of things that the minority groups and previously disadvantaged, previously prejudiced minority groups have to deal with. And I agree with you. We are underestimating the pressure, but not only that, but just you feeling like you do not belong as well. Remember what Makai Andini said? You have revealed the pain of loneliness and isolation that you experienced during your time at the national team. You said you didn't even feel comfortable to ride, you know, with some of your teammates. Is that how bad things were?
You know, sometimes, you know, and when you are in an environment that is too much for you in a way that you're only a single-handed man, if I can put it that way, you know. So you don't have anyone that you can be able to talk to or trust within the same environment. Even the pain that you're feeling, you know, you can't report anything to anybody because you know it for a fact that everyone, even the person who was not there, will know about it, you know. So when you're talking about, you know, the transformation, I think today's cricket, it's much more better than it was then. And then you must understand there are two things. You know, when I started playing for national team 97, you know, it's almost like we were on trial where nobody knew how it's going to turn up. You know, so one by one, it became, you know, the environment that you're going to be the only one. Yeah. If it's not you, someone else is going to come in and then you'll be left out.
Yeah, that's what Bakaya and Dini told us when we had him on the show. Was it last year, Abel? It was in 2021. Okay, it was in 2021. You must check out that podcast. And man, one day maybe we must talk about that, eh? We must have a conversation about just the difficulty of being the only one, right? Whether it's the only woman on the board. The prejudices that come with that. Eh? Especially when you're a previously disadvantaged minority. The difficulties of that. Okay, we've got a message here from Kulu Pasiwe. Oh, Kulu Pasiwe is the former spokesperson at Eskom. He sent us a WhatsApp message and says, "Hi, Clement. Power supply to individual households generally falls within the supply network of municipalities and not Eskom. Perhaps somebody from the municipality can answer this question. But as far as hospitals, fuel depots and military installations are concerned, those are generally excluded from load shedding." That's Kulu Pasiwe. Kulu, thank you so much for sending and clarifying that. So the people we should be asking are actually municipalities and not so much Eskom, because as Kulu says, individual households generally falls within that network of municipalities. I appreciate that message. Gwena, you are calling from Pretoria. What do you want to say about Formula One?
Hi, Clement, how are you?
Kishab, how are you doing?
Kishab, listen, I have a thing with this thing of people saying, no, they sent out a tweet here, apologize. Whatever happened to calling someone and saying, Lewis, can we meet, can we talk about this? And then Lewis will come out and say, no, PK called me and we spoke man to man, or we spoke as human beings and he apologized to me. Let it come from Lewis, not from this guy like, "Hi, guys, no, I'm sorry, I sent out a tweet." Can you imagine if the boy at Stellenbosch said, no, I tweeted and I apologized over a tweet to the other guy that I urinated on his laptop? Is that the culture we're trying to create with younger kids, that no, it's fine, you can just send out a tweet and apologize over a tweet? It really, and these people are icons. They are people, there are millions of aspiring kids who want to be like them, who want to follow in their footsteps. So what are we saying? If you're very right in saying that they should take action, he must lead the conversation and say, this thing is wrong. It is very wrong. Max Verstappen was supposed to say, "Aye, guys, no, this guy way lucky. I don't agree with it. I don't want to be associated with it, guys. He was wrong." And it would be perfect if he went to Lewis and he apologized personally and they resolved amongst them. And then now Lewis can come out and say, "I know, he came to me as a man." Because that is the culture that we should be trying to create in people. That, listen, go out to a person, talk to a person man to man. You're a man enough to tweet about it. Why don't you now be a man and go and apologize and let us find them common ground, because they're icons. Whether they like it or not, they're icons.
Yeah, I don't even have confidence that he will approach Lewis and apologize, Gwen. But sometimes, yeah, people show you who they are and sometimes just believe them. And again, perception matters. And as icons, as Gwena says, you have a responsibility. There are people that follow you. There are fans who follow you, right? So for me, even if you send out a strong-worded message or pick up a phone call and say, "Lewis, I am sorry," you may not mean that to your core, and yes, that's a problem because you're being pretentious, but trust me, that does something to the fans who follow you. It sends a message to them. But oh no, he will only respond now and just send out a tacit apology that's supposed to mean something. Yeah? Let's go to your WhatsApp voice note.
I, Clement, Lewis Hamilton need to be very strong and come out fighting, especially on the upcoming races. What Max said is just a statement to make him feel weak and to make sure that Lewis Hamilton doesn't succeed. So as a professional racing driver, I think Lewis Hamilton needs to come out strong and fight and reclaim his position. Bye.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'm betting with my friends for Sunday. I'm betting. Yeah, because I hope he's going. Also, he's got home ground advantage on Sunday, right? He's got home ground advantage. In spite of all these distractions, I'm hoping that he's going to come out strong. I really hope so. And yeah, he must just make sure I don't lose my money, because I've bet a lot of money. Yeah.
Morning, Clement. 100% agreed. There should be a response from Max, because that's his father-in-law, and quite rightly so, because I personally feel that Lewis has been treated very, very unfairly in the sports for decades, and even when this post came out, there was only Charles Leclerc and Esteban Ocon that I can recall that actually voiced their support for him, and but I'm very, very disappointed that Max hasn't spoken up. I think with all that's going on and the type of initiatives that we need to implement in the sport to get rid of racism, I'm very disappointed that Max hasn't said anything, and rightfully so. 100% agreed.
Well, he has said something now. Played a clip of him being interviewed by reporters ahead of the Grand Prix on Sunday. And the last question from the reporter was... given what Nelson Piquet has said, what are your views? And he spoke in general terms and said, well, generally speaking, that's not the right language to use, and we must work on these things. Mercedes is working on that, you know, Formula One is working on that, and we support that as the drivers. And I'm saying that is a problem. He missed an opportunity. Right? He missed an opportunity. And it's just disappointing. Ugh, this is so exhausting, actually. Let's take Andrew in Rosebank. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. I'm actually driving at the moment. I'm not in Rosebank at all. Okay. But anyway, what I think the issue about Max Verstappen is, obviously, he's never really experienced racism. I mean, that's just, you know, everybody, I thought, experienced racism, because, I mean, people have experienced kind of different kinds of racism. Obviously, people experience much worse kind of racism. But it seems like Max Verstappen hasn't ever experienced racism himself, because if he's saying that we need to educate kids at home and stuff like that, where did he get his education from? Who educated him?
Mm.
And that's just I feel, you know, if he's saying that he's educated in racism, he knows what he's talking about when he talks about racism. Mm. Whether he's just a politician talking because he's been the mark he put in his face.
Mm. And hence, Andrew, it's so important for people to do the work. I mean, anyone who's an adult and understands white privilege and understands the context of, in fact, just the global politics and social issues needs to be able to do the work. You need to learn, you need to unlearn certain things, and even he needs to do that work. So even if there's no one teaching him, he must take the initiative to understand issues around racism so that he's able to relate with other people.
100%. I mean, America, if you're African in America, probably, you know, the white people in America, as far as I understand, probably 1 in 10 have ever, you know, been accosted by a cop.
Mm.
Whereas probably 1 in 10, probably 1 in 5 African people in America have been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that just shows you white privilege in this world.
Yeah. Andrew in Rosebank, thank you for your call. Clement, Formula One is full of hypocrites. From the owners to the drivers, they look the other way with human rights and racism constantly. This is nothing new. All the drivers should refuse to race in Abu Dhabi. in Azerbaijan, in Russia as well. Why would the reaction be different to the comment of a former driver? Here's a voice note that's also come through.
Morning, Clement. I'm a huge Formula One fan. But honestly, you must have a look at comments on Formula One forums, especially after a Lewis Hamilton win. The racism there is so blatant, and it's actually hateful. So honestly, I'm not surprised that this idiot Piquet can come out and say such things and not show remorse with his apology. The racism generally in Formula One is just, yeah, it's something else.
Yeah. Lebohang here, this is Clement says, Lebohang says, hey Clement, as a Red Bull fan, I'm very disappointed with Verstappen's response or lack thereof. You're correct regarding the lack of action from him in Formula One. In not being specific, I'll be very uncomfortable watching the Grand Prix this weekend. Yeah. But hey, we have to watch and push and support. Well, if you're a Mercedes fan, support Lewis. If you're a Red Bull fan, support Max. If you are a, what's that? If you support Charles Leclerc, Ferrari support. Charles Leclerc, because those are the people really that are seemingly dominating this season. All right, it's 2 minutes before 10.